I'm Patrick Scahill for WNPR News. Modern biologists catch and study fish much the same way they did centuries ago, by shoving their hands or a net into the water and pulling fish out. But safely catching slippery fish can be tricky, which makes one piece of gear invaluable, electro backpacks. I met up with some biologists in Southbury to learn more about that equipment and how counting and studying fish is vital to understanding river ecology. Tim Wildman is dressed to fish, but his getup would make for a passable Comic-Con take on a Ghostbuster costume. On his feet are big rubber boots, on his face, cool sunglasses. And on his back is something huge, a pack connected to two long poles filled with wires, switches, and a large battery.
It's kind of heavy. 90 degrees out, full sun, you sweat a lot.
Wildman is a fisheries biologist with the Department of Energy and Environmental Protection. And as we stand on the banks of the Pomperog River at Audubon, Connecticut Center in Southbury, he describes something called an electro backpack. It's a tool biologists use to stun and to net fish.
It's run off of a 24-volt battery, and you've got certain settings that you can adjust the frequency and the hertz and the voltage.
That energy flows through two handheld probes, which beep as Wildman dips them into the water, producing an electrical current that stuns fish and makes them a lot easier for biologists to net.
So that immobilizes them enough so that we can collect them, put them in a bucket, and then do what we need to do with the sample.
Samples gathered via electrofishing counts are important because these catches give biologists a better sense of fish populations, how many there are, and where they're living in the river. Wildman is working today with Steve Gephardt, a supervising fisheries biologist at DEEP. He says that information can inform habitat conservation efforts. Today, Gephardt's running the whole show, and he's got a lot to coordinate.
Drop it, drop that net. Okay, lift it off the gravel. Yep, there you go. Nice.
As Tim Wildman walks his electro backpack through the shallow parts of the river and stuns fish, a trailing crew of netters scoops up the animals and quickly dumps them into water-filled buckets, which get carried over to Gephardt for identification.
Oh, you got some nice fish in there. Oh, this is going to be fun.
Gephardt eyeballs the fish's overall body shape to determine its species and quickly pops it onto a wooden ruler to get its full length. He barks the data, species names, and length in millimeters to a nearby worker who jots all the information down.
White sucker, 135. White sucker, 142. Pumpkin seed, 112.
The whole process is efficient and full of lots of commentary.
Now, this is another pumpkin seed, but for those of you who don't know pumpkin seeds, check this baby out. Look at that pretty fish. That's beautiful.
Gephardt holds up the pumpkin seed, the one sunfish native to Connecticut, and its blue and orange stripes are gorgeous. He admires it for a second before getting a measurement and gently tossing the fish back into the stream. He reaches for another fish floating in the bucket.
There's a smallmouth bass for you, one of the larger predators of the stream. You can see greenish sides, sharp dorsal fin on the top, soft dorsal fin on the bottom. I'll throw him in and he'll go belly up for a second, but pretty soon he'll start swimming around again.
Which raises the question, does electrofishing hurt the fish? Gephardt says it's impossible to know for sure, but he's seen fish get brutalized by predators, lose pieces of their jaw, and still be able to feed.
And so, while I accept the fact that we're not able to fully appreciate the pain that other species like fish endure, the fact that we can take these fish out of electrofishing, throw them in and they swim right off, and then sometimes we see them feeding within the hour, it sort of implies to me that the discomfort that the fish is experiencing is not excessive.
When the day wrapped up, Gephardt and his team counted over 180 fish. They even spotted two American eel. In case you're curious, the most common fish at this day and spot was the white sucker. The least common, rock bass. Patrick Scahill, WNPR News.